B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, a motorist was lucky to escape with just minor injuries when his car exploded as he lit a cigarette.
Whoa.
The blast was so powerful, his car was left misshapen, and the windows of nearby buildings in Halifax were broken. Police said the explosion happened when the driver used an aerosol can air freshener moments before lighting the cigarette on Saturday afternoon.
Wow, but that it blew the car apart that hard.
The police said on Facebook, Fountain Street, Halifax had to be closed due to an exploded aerosol can.
Jeez.
The car was stationary in traffic when the owner used an air freshener, but did not ventilate his car before lighting a cigarette. The fumes exploded and blew out his windshield, along with some windows at nearby business premises.
That's insane.
The owner fortunately sustained only minor injuries, but it could have been a lot worse. So it's crazy that that person didn't get hurt worse than minor injuries.
Meh.
All right, so this is pretty... I got a couple messed up stories this morning.
All right, let's go for it.
Here's the first messed up one. A forensic scientist has been fired on suspicion of having sex with a dead body after cops allegedly walked in on him in the act.
All right, was it consensual?
I think one party consented to it. Wanderley Dos Santos Silva was fired by the Institute of Legal Medicine in the city of Manaus in Brazil.
Oh, my God. What are you doing there?
An officer from the Department of Forensic Police had gone into the autopsy room in order to collect additional information about a dead woman when he allegedly found Silva in the act. Silva is said to have pulled his pants up and fled the scene after realizing he had been spotted.
You're not like the other girls.
The case was immediately reported to the Department of Forensic Police, and Silva, along with an unnamed colleague, were immediately fired for serious functional faults.
It's got to say, there's got to be a sign somewhere that says, don't bang the corpses.
The pair are suspected of having gone out to celebrate their football team, Flamengo, winning the Copa de Libertadores.
Right, which is the festival of having sex with dead people.
And returned to the Institute of Legal Medicine drunk. Silva was then allegedly caught with the corpse in the early hours of the following morning. A police case into necrophilia has been launched, and he could face between 1 and 3 years in prison if found guilty.
A chill comes over your body at the very concept.
I don't even like being around anything that's dead, much less
humping it.
Yeah. A restaurant called Rancheritos, an employee was fired Sunday after video surfaced on social media that appears to show him peeing on the kitchen floor. The video was taken by a customer in the drive-thru lane at about 5:30 a.m. The manager said the employee depicted in the video was fired. He'd worked for them less than 3 months.
Isn't that kind of their thing, though, where we pee on the kitchen floor?
No. Salt Lake County...
Yeah, Rancheritos, where we pee on the kitchen floor.
Salt Lake County shut down the restaurant pending an inspection. News cameras on Sunday captured a total purge. Staff was throwing away everything in the kitchen, including utensils and scrubbing down everything.
Yeah, probably because it had been peed on, right?
Yeah, the establishment... the establishment may reopen only after meeting with the county's Food Protection Bureau and undergoing a complete re-inspection, including verification of employee training.
We're under new ownership.
The video has now gone viral on Facebook in Utah. According to the man who took the video, he was waiting to order food while he was at the Rancheritos and getting no response. So he pulled up to a window, and he looked inside, and apparently the employee saw him and walked away. When he looked inside the restaurant to try and get the employee's attention, he witnessed the guy was peeing inside the kitchen.
Good news. We've installed an employee bathroom.
It is unclear if the employee was urinating into a floor drain or in the kitchen sink. Who pees in a sink?
No, you pee into the floor drain.
A co-worker's sink.
Yes.
At least it wasn't a restaurant, right?
He shared his video on social media to spread awareness about the incident where it has gone viral. Tucson fire crews responded to a home Friday to rescue a man who was stuck in a chimney. It started when neighbors say they heard a man calling for help from inside the home. Firefighters say they used a rescue ring and a rope on a crane to pull the man out of the chimney. He's in his mid-30s. He was not injured.
Was he, in fact, trying to replicate a Santa scenario, or was he breaking into the house?
The home was vacant, and he was charged with trespassing and possession of a dangerous drug. He had an outstanding warrant as well. One more story, then we'll wrap it up. A man with a homemade license plate drawn with crayon on paper grocery bag was arrested after Indiana State Troopers stopped to lend a stranded motorist a helping hand. Officers were driving when they saw the man standing next to a Toyota Corolla on the side of the road. tending to a flat tire. But when the state troopers pulled over to help the man, things began to quickly unravel. The man identified himself as Joshua Brown and told officers he was unable to change the tire and needed a tow truck. But when they were about to oblige his request, they noticed the license plate was handwritten in crayon on a paper grocery bag. They then ran a check on the
vehicle. He didn't even try.
Ended up leading to even more suspicion and discovered the Toyota had been reported stolen out of State College, Pennsylvania the day prior. The troopers also found that Brown had never been licensed to operate a motor vehicle in any state and was currently on probation for grand larceny. They placed him under arrest.
Why would he even stay with that car?
I know.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Rowena Cheryl Mills was last Thursday found guilty of first-degree murder of 29-year-old Beau White in Lorena, West Virginia.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, Mills, who has the phrase "special kind of crazy" tattooed across her chest, reportedly targeted Beau after having sex with him in return for drugs. She is said to have battered and stabbed him to death before chopping up his body. Jurors recommended that she serve life without mercy, which means prisoners must never be given parole. The exotic dancer had also been enjoying a relationship with Beau's dad, James.
Oh, my God.
Who met her while she worked at a strip club called Southern Exposure, where some dancers traded sexual favors for drugs. Beau was described by prosecutor George Silter as being an awkward, sickly shut-in who didn't have a real life, lived off disability allowance, and loved playing with Star Wars figures.
Oh, boy.
Silter added, his father had introduced him to a manipulative woman. She knew Beau had a pocket full of pills and a pocket full of cash. Mills reportedly began dismembering Beau's corpse with a regular knife, only to find that all that flesh and bone is hard to cut with a good knife.
It is. She's right.
She then went to ask a neighbor for a chainsaw in an apparent bid to speed up the disposal of Beau's body.
Listen, I'm chopping up a body next door, and yes, something like a chainsaw.
She had a request refused from the neighbor. Afterwards, sheriff's deputies found Mills in a wooded area next to Beau's head.
Oh, boy.
Her victim's body was lying inside his home. She was arrested and taken to jail, only to then tell deputies, "You have to let me go back to my heads." Mills' attorney, Sid Bell,
it's sort of sweet in a way,
defended the killer by trying to allege that James Mills was involved in his son's death. He has not faced any criminal charges. That is just...
Well, it wasn't as if she wasn't advertising to the world that she was straight out of her mind.
I don't think anybody thought she was a head-chopping psycho, but yeah. Man, she's going to prison. All right, a little less crazy. Some families pass down jewelry watches or recipes, things like that. Bear watches. But a Michigan family has its own heirloom. It is a 141-year-old fruitcake.
Wow.
Julie Ruttinger said it's a great thing. The great-great-granddaughter of Fidelia Ford, who baked the cake in 1878. She said it was tradition. It's a legacy. The cake was initially preserved to honor Ford. She established a tradition of baking the cake. And
there was a lot of love in the family.
And letting it age a year before serving it during holiday seasons. Ford died at age 65 before her 1878 cake could be eaten. And by the time the holidays arrived, the family considered her handiwork a legacy, not food. Until his death in 2013, the cake was in the care of Ruttinger's father, Morgan Ford, who was Fidelia Ford's great-grandson.
Make sure nothing happens to the cake.
He had stored it in an antique glass dish on the top shelf of a china cabinet in his home, which is where it remains today.
It's right next to my 3D printer.
She said he took care of it to the day of the day he left the earth. We knew it meant a lot to him.
I loved that cake more than your grandmother.
Guess what?
Because it didn't talk.
There's no back talk from that.
Right, yeah.
Guinness World Records. Guinness World Records doesn't have an entry for the oldest fruitcake. But as for cakes in general, the Ford fruitcake is nowhere near the world's oldest. That honor goes to 4,176-year-old cake that was found in an Egyptian tomb. It's on display in a food museum in Switzerland. During the 93 years, though, that Morgan Ford held on to his family's fruitcake, he showed it off at church and family gatherings and shared stories about its history with younger relatives. There goes Ford dragging out the old fruitcake again.
Hey, I want to come in and look at my cheesecake?
No.
How about my fruitcake?
He even showcased the cake on The Tonight Show in December of 2003.
That is a wild fruitcake.
Taking a bite with the host and saying that it tasted like thrashed wheat.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of cool, though. 141 years old.
Yeah. The fruitcakes, by their very nature, are... they hold their freshness for a long time.
They have a weird way that they do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.